Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of Anything Goes. Yes, it is Anything Goes. It is the show that is the Betty Award-winning show, and I do love the Betty Awards, so they're wonderful. My name is Bennett Pomerantz. Last time I looked, I got to check my BVDs later, but I'll make sure it's me. I have to tell you, this young lady did my Cyber Monday show, and I love her for doing it. And I told her, I says, you only had me for 5 minutes. You're going to have me for the full 30. Now, I will tell you, and the blame always comes to the top. I misspelled her name, and I feel so stupid. And it's like, all day I've been staring at this and going, something's wrong. And then going, oh, my God. God, because I spelled her last name with an O instead of an E, and it's like, oh, my God, I'm in trouble. Okay, so I feel better. I feel better. I got it off my chest, and so she's forgiven me. Oh, my God, I'm forgiven.
Yep.
This young lady, this is Tricia Anderson, the wonderful author. And I'm going to let her tell more about herself, and before she gets in, and then we'll start talking about good things.
Oh yeah, no, I totally
agree with
you. Everybody misspells my name, and what's even better is I like to toy with telemarketers when they call, because my first name is spelled T-R-I-C-I-A, which is short for Patricia. Very easy.
Oh, well, I know how to spell that one. I have friends that spell it that way, and if I don't spell it right, I would end up being killed. Yeah, I would be.
Yep.
My head would be on a stick.
But
you
everybody
know, the tribe
I know
has spoken.
Oh, yeah. But everybody I know spells it the other way. So they'll call and ask for T-R-I-S-H-A-A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, and I'll go, nope, try again.
Well, I always remembered, and we were talking about this before we got on, this guy wanted to be on Let's Talk, with the show I do with Huffington Post columnist Rachel Thompson, who is also author of Broken Pieces and Broken Places, and said, I'm trying to reach Benny Pomeroy. I said, do you mean Bennett Pomerantz? I think so, yeah, maybe. He has a show called Let's Chat on Tuesday afternoons. I said, maybe Let's Talk, and it's on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Maybe, yeah. And he has a co-host named Rachel Thomas, who wrote a book called Broken Things. Well, he's half right, because her next book will be called Broken Things. So, wait, I'll give him that point, okay? But Rachel is still working on writing that book. So, it's like, do you have anything open now? I said, not really, no. When do you have it? March? Oh, that's too late. Okay. But, you know, I mean, Tricia had her appointment. What, we were talking in November. She had her appointment in November already. People were like, November? Yeah, November. Yeah, your book? Yeah, I'm booked. You know, I'm booking right now through March. And people are like, March? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have the lovely K.B. Miller. And if you've never read her books, you should. She is going to do Friday the 13th in March. So, she's a winner.
Cool.
Yeah, well, for February, I have two authors. I want to make sure I was doubly protected. Two paranormal authors. So yeah, I'm being very protected. But KB Miller is such a versatile lady. I love Kimmy, and I call her superstar. Don't tell anybody. You know, I call it. Well, she knows it. But I call her superstar because she is. She is a really wonderful lady, and she has more energy than six people put together. And so, I mean, we know if I have her on a show, I don't have to worry about filling 30 minutes. She'll fill
right.
it without even trying, you know. We can get together and do anything. So let me ask you a little about more about you, to introduce these things.
Okay.
And tell, when did you start writing?
I have been writing since I was little, since I could figure out how to string a sentence together and it made sense.
But wasn't that last year? No, just kidding.
Well, pretty much, yeah. Yeah, actually. You got it down right there. Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
go ahead.
I would say my mom, when I was like three, or since I was born, since she could actually get me to sit still and read, or, you know, listen, she would read to me. So, you know, by preschool, by 3 years old, I was reading. By preschool, I was starting to string sentences together. My mom has handed me these, like, really, you know, falling apart pieces of paper with all the little dotted lines. And there are stories that I have written. Not anything I'd be turning into a publisher anytime soon. But, yeah, I've been writing since, I just making up little stories since I've been little.
Don't tempt me. I may ask you for one of those one day. I may do an anthology of, like, first works, you know.
Exactly, yeah. And they're around here somewhere. She handed them to me and said, here, they're yours now. I'm like, great, thanks. That's all I wanted.
Well, as I said, one day I may go to you and say, hi, I want your first work. Not your best work, your first work. I don't want to re-edit it. First words, and yeah, just put it down there. I don't mean ABC. I mean, you know, the first story you wrote, and put it out there, and let them all thrill of who Tricia is and XYZ person is, and it's like a little bio of who they. Don't give me ideas for books. I'll do them. I don't know when, and God's got to give me another 2 hours a day, and, you know, to do whatever I have to do, but I'll do them. I don't know when, but I'll do them.
Okay. And if you can get that 2 hours, let me know. I need those two.
I'll make sure he sends you the two as well. We'll
awesome.
Talk to him. I'll talk to him and ask him, you know, if he can also make D.C. warmer in the next couple of days.
He can send me that, too.
I walked outside and I walked back in. And I said, welcome to Ice Station Zebra. It is colder than the hinges of Hades. It is cold, folks. Yes,
yeah.
This is where when you were a kid, your mom bundled you in a snowsuit and left you there. That's how I feel like I should be. So, what was your first real book? Maybe that's not the correct word. But was The Peculiar Princess, that's your newest one, but I'm saying, what was the first one you really, you know, was your first published book? Was that the Black Irish series or what?
No, believe it or not, it was The Peculiar Princess. I self-published it myself. I wrote that ages ago when my boys were little, and I struggled. My husband just spent like years trying to figure out how to publish it, whether you go with an editor or an agent. Finally, I told him, stop, you're driving yourself crazy, it's not worth it. And my oldest son was in high school, and a friend of his told him about CreateSpace, and we just went from there. I did the illustrations, and we formatted and put it out, and I self-published it. So that was really my truly first self-published book. And then my first self-published novel was Black Irish.
Okay, and how did you get the idea for Black Irish? Black Irish, the first one. I'll be happy tonight.
Ditto. I will agree with you there because I'm having trouble with that too. The original, I had written some scene just out of the top of my head and had, you know, thrown it in a box somewhere and said, oh, forget it. And honestly, my mother shoved, of all things, 50 Shades of Grey in front of me and said, you have to read this. And I'm like, okay, well, before that I had started reading the Fever series from Karen Marie Moaning and fell in love with the hero or the anti-hero. And after reading all these books and only getting through 12 chapters of 50 Shades of Grey before I threw it in a corner and said, I can do better, I just sat there and thought about it. I dug out this old scene I had written years ago and started kind of formulating off of that and going, well, what if my hero did this? And what if this happened here? And from the next thing I knew, I had Black Irish.
Well, let me say this much. I like Black Irish. I was one of the few that I'm just thrilled. I wish I have a copy sent by a friend. So I read it through on a loaner, so I didn't write a review of it because I got it on a loaner, which really it annoyed me because I don't have my own copy. No, I'm just kidding.
I could arrange you to have your own copy.
Well, we'll talk later. But
okay,
so I enjoyed it. I thought it was fascinating. A children's author. That's why I asked about Peculiar Princess, because it started with a children's author, which amazed me. You know, I will say one thing, and yes, I do. I'm not this person's agent, and I think her publisher will love me though. Don't Call Me Baby, which is Elizabeth Black's first real novel and really enjoyable, is now out, you know, and I love the book so much, and that to me has always been, I've always said it, it's better than 50 Shades of Grey, and Elizabeth Black will be one of the four new hosts of the women's show, and I'm not saying it to promote the women's show, but I will tell you, that one is better than 50 Shades of Grey, and I would love, if you get a chance to, if I could, you know, talk to Gina Kincaid, and I think you'd love this book. It really is amazing. See, I'm prejudiced.
That's okay.
it happens, I know. So, you have how many in the Black Irish series?
There are currently four. There's Black Irish, Heartland, The Troubles, and the names kind of go along with the theme. The Troubles can kind of tell you. I always say there's a big secret in Black Irish that I would refuse to tell anybody what it is. By the time you get to The Troubles, you kind of start to figure it out. By the time you get to the fourth book, which just came out last month called Trial by Fire, you definitely figure out what's going on. Those are the four that are out. By the end of 2015, the final two books will be out. The fifth book, which is currently untitled because for the life of me, I can't figure out a title, will be out in May. And then the sixth book will be out in, I think, October or December. I can't remember which.
Well, okay. So. Also, I'd like you to tell me, Breaking the Silence and Breaking the Cycle, what is that about? Because I know, but I want you to talk about it a little.
The Hard Drive series. The Hard Drive series, and between the two series, and I always hate saying this because I feel, you know, you would, as a mom, you're not supposed to like one child more than the other. And I'll be honest, with my three children, I don't like one more than the other. I love them all equally. The Hard Drive series has kind of a special place in my heart that the Black Irish series doesn't. It's based out of an MMA gym. And both of the books, the hero is an MMA fighter, and the heroine has some sort of disability that the hero is helping her find a way to overcome, so to speak. So that's kind of in Breaking the Cycle, the hero, who is Max, actually takes a job as the trainer at this MMA gym to help find what's going on with this girl he likes named Chloe. And then Breaking the Cycle, the second hero, Rico, is falling for a deaf Marine who lost her hearing in an IED blast in Afghanistan. So, and of course there's conflicts and...
I know. It's a wonderful series. Even though somebody just asked me, Jonathan just asked me, he says, what about the finicky fairy that's listed on Amazon?
Yeah.
How did you get to write that children's book?
We got Peculiar Princess out, and to be perfectly honest, when we got it out, I looked at my husband, I said, all I've ever wanted in life is to be a published author. That is like that pinnacle, you know, bright shining star way up there in the universe that you stare at and you really wish you could have, but it's never going to happen. I said, becoming a published author, that was my biggest dream. And so we got Peculiar Princess out, and I'm sitting here and going, okay, and I'm a published author. My husband says, you're done. I said, no, it was so much fun. Let's do it again. He rolled his eyes, and next thing you know,
has your husband
writing.
Ever looked at you and said, honey, do you know you're at your end of your limit?
Yeah. This poor man is the most patient saint. I will fall asleep typing at my computer. He will come, get out of bed, come out, take my computer off my lap, save my work, boot it down, and then try to wake me up. And I'm, of course, I will wake up in the middle of it and go, what are you doing? I'm working. He'll be like, no, you're not. You're sleeping. You should come to bed. But yeah, he's
okay.
Told me a whole lot that, yeah, you need to calm down, hon.
And how many books do you have in your head or planned out for this next year?
At this point, six.
God,
once
every 2 months, right?
Yeah, actually, right now I'm writing three at one time. I am literally writing one chapter of one, then I'll move into a chapter of another, trying to keep characters straight as the challenge, and then move over. I am currently on the fifth book of the Black Irish series. I'm on the third book of the Hard Drive series, and I will be part of a series here coming out in October through Secret Cravings Publishing called The Hearts of Braden, and I will have a book in there.
Okay. Do I throw you another book to do or something next? No, okay. I love to see you juggle.
Yeah.
Let me take a station identification break here. This is the Bennett Pomerantz Network. Tomorrow on the World of Ink Network, Any Which Way But Loose is got. I'm going back to the ABCDs. Ashley Fontaine, Bree Clark, Candy O'Donnell, Delaney Oakes. And if you think I'm mad, I also got Madison Sevier to round out the group. So tomorrow at 9 p.m. on the World of Ink Network, 90 minutes of pure entertainment, pure conversation, and these ladies do know how to talk, and believe me, I am thrilled and delighted when they do, because the conversation is not ever just 90 minutes. It's wonderful. On the 12th, on the legal show, Attorney Sarah Abrams and I will be discussing airfares and a gentleman that's being sued by some of these lovely places that like to give discount airfares because he's got codes he's giving people for a lower rate, and they don't like that. And after I do that show, that's at 6:30. At 9:30, I'm sneaking over to Reverie Radio, and I'll be sitting pretty because I'm the one on the hot seat on Lori Hayes' show. So I'm going to be on Reverie Radio at 9:30 that night for 90 minutes. And if you think you're going to be bored, you won't be. I keep getting people emailing me and going, you're not going to do 90. I'll do 90. Trust me. Because last time I told Lori, I said, I'm going to do 90, and she says, no, we don't. I said, get your running shoes on. We did 90. On the 14th, Rachel Thompson and I have the Blog Talk Radio host, the author, the bon vivant, the man about town, Tim Knox, and I get impressed with him because he's a motivational speaker. He's, does everything, and I'm so totally enamored of this man. He's going to be sitting in our hot seat, and it's like, oh, yeah. I will tell you also, we are having a program change because I will not have a show on the 16th. I will be doing something else on the 16th. And so we are moving Anything Goes to the 15th with the lovely Candy O'Donnell. Yes, that if you listen to her tomorrow, that's fine. But she herself, who is an author, she has zombies and vampires and every creature in the night is going to be – and. She's just got so many books. She scares me sometimes. She's got so much stuff. She is my guest at 11 p.m. on the 15th. That is January 15th. Candy O'Donnell will be my guest. We'll be sitting in the hot seat. And believe me, this lady is a host of her own World of Ink show. She can handle me. So I'm very much impressed with Candy. And so, she's a nice lady. And so, as I said, it'll be really, really interesting what's coming up. Okay. Okay. back to you, my dear. I'm sorry. I need this once in a while. I need to do the station identification break, and since I have other things I'm doing, yeah.
Yep. No problem. No worries.
So you like MMA because of the new books you have.
Yes.
Has MMA ever approached you and said, "Hi, let's do a crossover," or anything like that?
No, not yet. I do know that I have a few connections. I've kind of been sitting here trying to see how far I can get to Dana White and go, "Hey, you know, I have this, like, MMA series, and you should read it," and all that, but I don't have quite the connections to Dana yet.
I was looking at Breaking the Silence, and the guy looks like John Cena from the wrestling. From wrestling, I'm like, John Cena would do a perfect job to do the series. I mean, we could, you know, I'd say we, yeah, right. I'm your agent on this one, right? Sure. But I'm just saying. Yeah, right. John Cena would be great for this. I mean, he has sort of a semi-film career. I don't think The Rock, but John Cena.
Nah.
Oh yeah, looks like, you know, he could do something like this. At least the first book, and if the first book's successful, you know, through whatever circuit they have, you know, sure, you know, have the second one.
Sure, why not? I'll go.
Now,
for it.
That would be an interesting thing, but you know.
Yeah.
So now you have to go to John Cena and ask him. No, okay. play him the show and tell him, "Oh yeah, Bennett said it."
Yeah,
yeah, right. And he'll go, "Yeah." Who the heck is Pomerantz? Okay, yeah. No, it's your book, not mine. Go ahead.
I was gonna say the secret of those covers, though. The interesting thing that I do tell people. The hard drive series, the people who are on the covers are actually friends of mine. The guy who is on the cover of Breaking the Cycle is actually my MMA coach.
I'm saying the one that does Breaking the Silence looks a lot like Cena, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but he's a friend of mine.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah, it's like, yeah, so, you know. I like it. It's, to me, interesting and a fascinating kind of way. I just, I would think that, yeah, it would be interesting.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, go to John Cena, find his agent, and yeah. But remember, when he comes and does it, you're going to get him for my show.
Okay, I'll do that.
I'm holding you this, you know.
Right,
we'll all go to Hollywood, right? You're sure. We'll all...
That's right. You're my agent.
All
you have to go with
aside. As long as your husband doesn't kill me, we're good.
Okay, no.
As long as your husband doesn't... Good, yeah. You write them. I've done a couple of scripts, but no, I haven't done somebody else's script. I've done my own scripts, but yeah, I would love to do it. Oh, my God, yeah. But all kidding aside, so, and this is where this next question comes in. Have you, other than me mentioning it to you, have you ever thought of having the Black Irish series or the Knight series in a film? And who would you cast?
I have always thought about the Black Irish, and now mentioning Cena, this is actually funny. The Black Irish series, I have always would love to have it as a film. The problem is I've never been able to figure out the heroine, but to play Sloane O'Reilly, and this is where I say this is funny, Wade Barrett, also a WWE superstar. He's actually British, but every time I look at him, I'm like, Sloane O'Reilly. He would so be a great Sloane O'Reilly. Please be Sloane O'Reilly.
Well, you could always ask him. They could always get somebody else. I mean, you know, as long as they don't get Big Show, we're good.
Yeah, no, we're good with that. No, Robert, who is Sloane's best friend, and giving a little bit of Black Irish away to convince Abby to stay and work on the children's book with him. Sloane tells her he's gay, and then basically makes Robert be his lover. And I always went like Dave Bautista for Robert. And getting out of the WWE vein, Gordon, who is the handler, Liam Neeson.
I would think Vin Diesel. Make him, give him a tough.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson's too nice. I mean, okay, Taken, fine, but no, I mean, Vin Diesel, I think, would be good at this. Send it to Vin for it. Oh, yeah, Vin would love it. It gets him out of the doing all the Fast and the Furious and the Riddick stuff. Gives him something else to do.
Yeah.
See how I think he had.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm storing this up so that way I'm gonna have this on archive, so I'll play this for you when you get Vin Diesel.
Okay.
And you go, it was Bennett's idea. And if Vin Diesel turns you down, then you can blame me and said, see, it was your idea. He turned it down. All kidding aside, we have 5 minutes of the hour. I want to make sure that you give your links, binks, and jinxes. How do they get a hold of you if they want to write you an email or pick up your books or all the other formats or anything else?
Well, you can find my books anywhere ebooks are sold. Secret Cravings Publishing has one. They also have a second house that's called Sweet Cravings Publishing. You can link over from Secret Cravings. That has the majority of my books. It has the Black Irish series, the Hard Drive series. It's got 13th Night, Innocent Till Proven Guilty. The only one on Secret Cravings is The Queen of Savon. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all romance ebooks. iTunes has them. If you'd like to get a hold of me, I do have a website, which is www.trishaanderson.com.
Spell the name. I don't want to end up people saying I tried to reach you and you screwed up.
There we go. It's and you spell it. Yeah, TRICIAANDERSON. You can blame my husband's Norwegian grandparents for that one. After that, I'm on Facebook. It's under t.l.andersonauthor. It's www.facebook.com/. Twitter, Trisha Anderson. Pinterest, Trisha L. Anderson. You want to shoot me an email, it's trishaandersonauthor@gmail.com. If you Google Trisha Anderson with an EN, you can pretty much find me.
Either that or watch the skies. Tano may send smoke signals, you know.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Look for the woman who jazz up on coffee and doesn't stay still. That's me.
Okay, she said it, not me. And she said she owes me a cookie.
I do owe her a cookie. Unfortunately, that's just
you
the
owe me.
I didn't
she
warn
owes
you
me a cookie. I'm going to get my cookie, not now, but I'm going to get my cookie. I know it may take time, but I'm going to get it. I want my chocolate chip cookie.
That's what I was thinking, too.
All kidding aside, I have a silly, silly question for you. It's not that silly. So, what is next on the horizon for you?
Coming
I know
out,
you're writing X, Y, and Z. Yes, I want to know what's coming up for these people.
Next coming out will be the prequel to the Hard Drive series. That should be sometime this month. In May will be the next to the Black Irish series. In October, I think you'll see both the sixth and final book of the Black Irish series and my book for the Hearts of Braden series. And somewhere in 2015, we should see two more Hard Drive books and possibly a steampunk novella that I've been working on.
Ooh, steampunk. I want to read that. I may even write the foreword to it if she lets me. Oh, my God.
I would let you. I belong to this incredible group called Tuesday Tales. It's on Blogspot. We're a blog group, Tuesday Tales. I think it's TuesdayTales.com. If it's not, it's TuesdayTales.blogspot.com. If you Google Tuesday Tales, you can find us. We write 300
I know
words
we are.
A week. Yep, we write 300 words a week. I have been working on this steampunk novella on there for over a year. And if
you're
I
making me
it,
drool, you realize. I love steampunk novellas. Okay, I'll wipe the spittle off.
Okay. It is actually, it's a murder, not a mystery, murder, steamy romance.
We have 15 seconds. I wanted to say thank you for coming. I wish I had 15 hours with you.
Well, thank you for
having
me.
So, everybody, good night, fly right, and be well. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.